just may be a fair fucking deal. All right. Get my decibels together. Outstanding. Yes. All right. This is a late morning wine cellar. It is 6:17 a.m. Typically, I would be on the clock down at the factory already. Relatively disgruntled, somewhat annoyed, and in motion. All right. But today, I'm on a different project with the factory, so I'm still going into work, but I'm not going to be really on till 8:30. I want to get there at 7:45 and get with the maintenance department about some safety concerns and some shit that needs to be fixed, and then I got to get on a particular mission with the continued improvement department at 8:30, and I'm going to be on till 5:30. Which means the evening wine cellar for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018, will be a little later. All right, the evening wine cellar will be a little later. Typically, I get off work at 2:30. All right, so we're talking 3 hours pushback. But then Wednesday is also an 8:30 in the morning thing. And I'm not going in at 7:45 because I'll be done with my project with the maintenance department. So, scheduling changes. All right. I need to go ahead and get this gosh darn deal shared over. All right. I need to get this shared over to my personal page for the Facebook's Live. And then we're going to get down to some freedom of speeching. All right. And on some level, right? Like, and this is the kind of shit where I say, man, it's always been fucking fascist. Because it is like a fascist silencing behavior that you're looking at here. And, but it's a school level thing and not like the free press. And I like how on my screen down here, I get a notification that says William Jackson is watching. So I'm not actually. All right. There we go. Now let's head on down here to Arkansas. And it's coming off of BuzzFeed. And I don't really BuzzFeed a great deal, but here we are with BuzzFeed, and the journalist here is Amber Jamieson, all right, Amber Jamieson, a BuzzFeed reporter, and the title to this one, remember titles come from editors, a high school newspaper was suspended for publishing an investigation into football players' transfers. The whole newspaper, not just the journalist, but the whole newspaper got suspended for journalism. A newspaper got suspended for journalism. That's what happened on purpose. All right? Just in case you thought McMurrica was freedom of speech and free pressing and whatnot. No, it's not. All right. So, it's an Arkansas school district, and they suspended its high school newspaper and threatened to fire the teacher who advises it after a student journalist wrote a story criticizing the transfer of 5 football players to a rival high school. Quote from Hallie Roberts, a 17-year-old individual. And Hallie Roberts is the editor-in-chief at the Harbor Herald. And a quote from Hallie Roberts. They're like, well, you raised an uproar. We're going to try to silence you, end quote. Friday night's mean football, all right? Friday nights in Springdale, Arkansas, are about football. And it's a small city in the northwest of the state. So when 5 varsity players from Harbor High School, when those 5 players got transferred to their arch rivals at Springdale High School in the middle of the school year in late 2017, both schools are under the Springdale School District, and the student journalists at the Herald decided to investigize. So investigative journalism, a whole newspaper got suspended for investigative journalifying. The Herald published its months-long investigation, which questions the legitimacy of the school district's approval of the transfers on October 30th. And it's another quote from Hallie Roberts. Once it dropped, everyone was talking about it. Parents were mad. Students were mad. It just caused a chain of events. End quote. Those events include the Springdale Public School District's officials demanding the story be removed from the school website. You can't have journalism in a newspaper, on a website of the school, and a story about the school? No. All right. Now, despite Arkansas state law protecting the rights of the student publications. Remember how the particularly Southern conservatives are very concerned with states' rights and the rule of law. This is a state. This is the law. This is the rule. Does the state not have these rights? And also, freedom of speech in First Amendment in. Nah, man. All right. Let's dance it on forward a little bit more down here, man. This is BuzzFeed, all right? BuzzFeed News. Now, several school and district officials did not return request for comment. On Tuesday, the principal of Harbor High School, Paul Gripe, he announced the newspaper was suspended from publishing while the school district writes new protocols for student publications. Wait, nigga. The school district trumps the state? What? I think a lawsuit is in order. And these kids better contact the ACLU. All right. Now, the Hallie Roberts argues that the school district is violating her and her classmates' free speech with a quote. They're trying to change the policy, which takes away our First Amendment right. End quote. The student press, Law Center, which works to defend freedom of the press for student publication, they agreed. All right. With a quote from Skippy Flippy Dippy Doo, Mike Highstand, who is a senior legal counsel from Southern Poverty Law Center. And Mike Highstand said, school officials at this point seem to me to have completely thrown up their hands and said, we're not going to listen to what the law says in our state, and we're going to do what we want. End quote. Hallie Roberts is a senior and wants to work as a sports journalist at ESPN someday. She assigned reporters to look into the football team transfers. Quote from Hallie. The fact that five of our varsity starters left us, it was pretty much like the talk of the town. End quote. So don't do journalism on the talk of the town. That's a big popular topic. Don't research that. Check the old Decibelarinos there. Looking pretty fucking good. All right. The district policy states that students cannot transfer schools because they're recruited or want to play on a different team. District policy, an academic transfer, is one of the few valid exceptions to allow a transfer to play sports. Now, so the student journalist, the newspaper class has 10 students and is held in second period every day. And so they got to digging on it. an anonymous source gave them a pile of, oh shit, here we go, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act documents, FOIA. You keep that in mind. Keep your ears open. Any politician on either side of the uniparty, if they start talking about we need to make some changes to FOIA, you know, forget, get rid of FOIA and all that. I mean, of course, look at that shit, but if they even open their face and say make some changes, you primary their fucking ass. You fucking, I swear to fuck, break out the fucking pitchforks and the, well, what is it, the torches? The torches and the pitchforks. Because this is how you get info. All right. So that shows you how serious this Hallie Roberts is with journalism. This little nigga went to FOIA. All right. So an anonymous source gave them a Freedom of Information Act documents from the Arkansas Activities Association, another type of AAA. And it shows that five of the players' parents wrote letters requesting their sons be allowed to play football because they transferred schools for academic reasons. However, the Herald had also conducted on-the-record interviews with the transfer students themselves months earlier. In those interviews, two of the teens said they were transferring to play football. It was not academic, which is the loophole. Quote from, where's the name of the person this quote is from? Oh man, it just says student. So we don't have a name for this quote. It says,
we just want to go over there because we have a better chance of getting scholarships and playing at D1.
All right, end quote. And D1 apparently is Division I college football programs. I don't know a great deal about the foosball, all right? So I'm gonna trust this young person that they're talking about Division I college football programs, which is apparently the best division. They're much less divided. They don't die, they multiply, I think. All right. And a quote from the other one,
I just feel like it's better for my future to go out there and get college looks.
End quote from the other one that they interviewed. The story also included a description of a video filmed in late December 2017 that shows the father of one of the transfer students at a bonfire party celebrating the end of football season by burning Harbor school gear and yelling about the football coach of Harbor. And Harbor, let's get this on the deal, it's H-A-R-B-E-R. That's how they're spelling this whole thing. The principal of the Harbor knew the controversial football story was coming and asked if the newspaper's teacher advisor, Carla Sprague, to show him a copy of the story before it was published. She refused, like a motherfucking G. The investigation, written by student reporters Jack Williams, Molly Hendren, and Matteo Campagnola, was the centerfold spread on October 30th. And it came along with an accompanying editorial slamming the district's transfer process. The Herald, not usually a huge read in town, last year the class had only four students and published sporadically. This is a quote from Hallie Roberts.
It went from no one ever really talking about it to everyone talking about it.
End quote. Talking about people were posting the story to privately owned social media and debating it on sports forums. And that's especially true because just a few weeks prior, the Springdale Bulldogs played the Harbor Wildcats for their annual game. For the first time in McLevin years, the Bulldogs won, with those transfers. One of the players who transferred scored the winning fuck touchdown in the final seconds. 3 days after the story was published, the deputy superintendent for Springdale Public Schools asked, remember the teacher, Mrs. Sprague, I just put the Mrs. on there, because I forgot the nigga's first name, and I remember what it's like to be in school. The fuck is that nigga's name? I put that on the set, nigga. Sprague, fuck it. So the superintendent for Springdale Public Schools asked Sprague to take the story down. She complied. Ah, shit. She lost her G. Sprague said the journalism staff tried to get the district to allow it to be republished. But Monday, Springdale Superintendent Jim Rollins wrote in a letter to Sprague that the story would not be republished because it was intentionally negative, demeaning, derogatory, hurtful, and potentially harmful to the students addressed in those articles. End quote. Rollins also called it extremely divisive and disruptive. Now remember the principal, Mr. Gripe. The principal of Harbor sent a memo to the teacher Sprague, and this was on Tuesday, saying that from now on, nothing could be printed without prior review by school authorities while new guidelines for student media were being created. This includes the issue of the Harbor Herald scheduled for publication later this week. Mr. Gripe, also note, that's his G-R-I-E-P, Mr. Gripe. He also noted that the Herald continued to publish the student advisor. If they did, Sprague could be terminated. All right. And a quote from Sprague, who said refer all questions to her lawyer, said, I love my kids, my school, and my work. End quote. That's how she talks. The threatening to fire a teacher advisor is a common ploy used by schools trying to get their students to stop writing anything critical. That's information from, remember, the SPLC lawyer, Mr. Highstand. All right, and remember, an Arkansas state law protects the right of expression of student journalists. And there's a hyperlink there, and we'll go ahead and share it with this episode of the Morning Wine Cellar. It's right now 6:34 a.m. December 4th, 2018. All right. And let's get down to the close of this. Superintendent Rollins and the Springdale School District have not responded to multiple requests for comment. Mr. Gripe, the Harbor School principal, and the Springdale High School principal have also not responded. And Hallie Roberts did respond and said despite being banned from publishing, the Herald staff still put together its latest edition. A double-page spread would be about the paper's censorship. The sports section focused on the new seasons of wrestling and indoor track. All right. Students reviewed the latest what the fuck does that say? A new album from an artist that records albums, and the film Bohemian Rhapsody. Hallie Roberts said that says Ariana Grande. Fuck, I'm slow, man. All right, that's that. That's one of those popular new singers that puts out the hit records these days. And they're pretty. I hear the young people say they're hop skippity fresh. Hallie Roberts said the Herald staff knew they'd get a backlash from the Springdale High School students and fans about their football story, but now it's senior year, and Roberts is the editor in chief of a paper that can't be published. What was so unexpected was that our administration was not standing up for us, she said. It's just a slap in the motherfucking face. And the BuzzFeed folks down here at the bottom, they have a correction. The correction says, it is unclear who filmed the video at the bonfire party. A previous version of the story said it was filmed by a football player whose father appears in the video. He is the only player to appear in the video. A previous version said that other players also appeared. All right. So there's your little story on freedom of speech and coming off of BuzzFeed News and the, off of BuzzFeed News by, who's this person here? Amber Jamerson, with who is a BuzzFeed reporter. All right, so I know you're totally jazzed about that. You really like these hot stories coming out, keeping it mad fresh. All right, and real quick, real fast, you know how it is. I think the cool kids call it swatting, and it's one of those things that's just never going to stop. Good old racism, misogynoir, if you will. This coming off the Atlanta Black Star. I get a little funky about the Atlanta Black Star because they publish like conservative nigga shit that I don't really fuck with. Like, actually, like that nigga Gus T. Renegade of the Cows, he's published in here. Yeah, like, so the Atlanta Black, I'm funky about the Atlanta Black Star. All right, but this article is up by Tanasia Kinney, and it's a security called on a black VCU professor eating breakfast in her classroom. All right, so booba dooba doot doot. The incident occurred last month as visiting professor Caitlin Cherry sat in her assigned classroom enjoying breakfast. Well, now that's presumptive. It may have been burned. You don't know. But it claims that she was enjoying her breakfast when another professor, identified as white Hispanic, poked his head in the room and Cherry, who was a revered artist and graduate school professor, said the man did not acknowledge her and quickly went away. Moments later, campus security arrived and started questioning who she was and why she was there. Cherry showed her identification badge and said she did not know what might have happened had she not had it that day. She got fucked up. The investigation by VCU's Department of Equity and Access determined that no laws were broken. However, the university moved to suspend the tattletale professor for the rest of the semester. School officials said personnel privacy laws prohibit them from releasing the man's identity. Ah, somebody be the mole. I'm telling you, don't ever let me be a part of no shit like that where they're like, then nigga, I'm going under the table quick and swift. I'm gonna tell your motherfucking name. Don't ever be no motherfucking white Hispanic or white Anglo or white whatever the fuck doing some shit, saying some shit, pulling some shit, and I'm one of your motherfucking staff members. I'm telling all the news outlets your motherfucking name, and I'm gonna go to your Facebook and download your pictures and give them your pictures first before you scrub your fucking account. Everybody will know who the fuck you are. And if you are also blackified, you snitch too. Always snitch on white people. Always. Don't ever not snitch. I'm looking at something weird. Okay. Strange things are weird. Skippy flippy jibby doo. This is a quote from VCU senior Brianna Scott. She spoke to a local news station saying, students have stopped going to his classes. I know that his TA quit, end quote. The incident has drawn what media outlets disingenuously call outrage from campus community, sparking calls for better inclusion and diversity efforts. Students also hung a banner outside the university's art building that reads PAPR, painting and printmaking students support Caitlin Cherry. Scott, who interviewed Cherry for an article published in the RVA magazine, said what the community wants is accountability. Can't do that without making his name public. Put the name up, nigga. One of these students needs to just do it, nigga. Do it. Put the fucking name up. In her article, Scott argued that, quote, entitlement over spaces and who can be in them is an issue that McMurrica needs to address because it's not new and it's getting black people killed, end quote. VCU has since promised to create a task force aimed at addressing issues of systemic bias on campus. Ain't no systemic bias. That's all racist white Hispanic that don't like niggers being in places. That's what the fuck that is. All right. So enjoy that. So freedom of speech and misogynoir and white Hispanics being the white people that they are. And that's your fucking wine cellar. Even though I'm doing this, even though I still labor on the wine cellar, this is Phoenix Kalita's job. And unless, hopefully, she can get down with them niggas at SWAP, something to do with a board or something like that. Sex Workers Outreach Project, I think it is. And yeah, this is Phoenix Kalita's job. So when you hit up the paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, that's literally going into the debit card or right in Phoenix Kalita's pocket. The patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, straight into Phoenix Kalita's pocket once a month. You know, and yeah, this is Phoenix Kalita's gig. Like, literally, like a little later today, she's going to get up, start blasting news stories out, getting show prep in the can. Hopefully I can convince her to start setting up her smart device, like how I have this one set up here, you know, and bust a Facebook Live from Reading in the Shade. She can do that. That's always an option. All right, let that be that. All right, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Be as safe as possible wherever you are. Boom, stop the Facebook Live. And I always have to do this part right here. That gum, skin of a rinky dinky do. All right, and then the YouTube. You got to get the heck darn on out of there. All right, YouTube, you be as safe as possible wherever you are. And then podcast audio. What the fuck are you still there for? You know this is the end of it. What, do you not think that it's over now? Because it is, chief. You like that beat, though, don't you? That's that Dove Shack, nigga. That shit funky. Yo, when I hear a funky beat like that, I think I gotta bust a funky rhyme and jump up on the track with 14 seconds left. I step and cause wreck. Any MC wanna come up, you see death. I turn to the left, you're way too white wing. I might leave your fucking arm in a sling. I bring the pain, insane in the brain. Let's go down like Method Man and Astro Plane. Oh, tear him out the frame. A Tony Braxton beat, yo, that just came. And I think it says, you're making me so hot, but you're making me so hip hop. Boom, boo, boo, boom, 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 nigga, boom, 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 nigga, boom, 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 boom.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Yo, let me come through. Baby, on a Tony Braxton beat.
Give me a glass.
Give me a glass, I'll attack.
Give me that bottle.
Heat. Give me that bottle and I come through. G, extra fresh on the MIF and MIC. Yo, where's Michael Graham? Hand me a nicer gram and I'll kick over the mic stand. And then I'll strike across the nice land. Let them niggas know I ain't that nice, man. I'm way too fucking rude and inconsiderate. But that's how a cold ass nigga get. Coming up out the TAC, and I might have a little too much of the THC. That's the tetrahydrocannabinol. Y'all motherfuckers, I will be standing at y'all, standing up tall, flexing up, coming through raw, ripping MCs out there for the mucking draws, for the cause.
We could slow down, take a second and pause. Try to figure out where we're going with this. And how a nigga still flowing this shit. A simple freestyle up off the dome. I got nothing, so I simply drop a poem. It's improvisational, and you might even hate the flow. I still came through with it though. Whatever, nigga.
Yeah. Wine Cellar Media. .com.
They will get up every day. They will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC.